for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my lovely IHP community and the 5D Collective. Any person who is of our lovely 5D Collective is ready to be an emotional self-regulator, aware, and also a person who is not looking to be envious, jealous, spiteful, anyone who wants to continue allowing the emotions that are of an insecure person to keep on being here. So insecurity, it's not a, what is it called, offensive word. Actually, some people don't want to do emotional lifting as childhood survivor, healed and healing, and therapist Patrick Tiahan points out. So there's many different ways we can talk about trauma. There are many different ways we can talk about people who don't actually take the psych education, the updated stuff seriously. And so we're going to create conversations that allow us to say, okay, we have opportunity, options, and people that are experts out there talking about emotional lifting. And it takes your own dedication, self-awareness, self-reflection, and then meditating and journaling. And no, yoga does not bring demons out of you. Actually, it supports ventral vagal toning, mindfulness. It supports three pillars of the mind and therefore integration of the brain. And so, yes, I'm the woo-woo pseudoscience lady, though. Remember that, because I'm a 5D mystic in the Enlightenment Soul Age group, and I bring spirituality and human elements together. True spirituality is when a person, so not the 4D mystics who say we're in a spiritual warfare and say that some of you are more special than others. No, we're all special. In fact, we're all unique. Spirituality, a way of living with a meaning and connection beyond the solo self. So people who are at the end of Elsa's journey, because you have a three-year-old heart, I do too, and we like the floor, but we want to share in a specific way. Your contribution to the world is you, how you live, how joyful you are. Everything has an impact. We also care about every word that we utter, every action that we take, our very existence. And here, this is Sadhguru, a couple of his quotes. Is it for everyone's well-being or is it just about you? Obviously, he talks about fixing, but nobody's broken. What I'm going to share is words matter to your inner world and outer world. But outer world, you know, they're getting really picky about the words we used, and that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you speak in your brain, in your thoughts, the left mode, yes, that makes a difference, okay? So it's not enough to ask people about a positive experience, Bill O'Hanlon, LMFT quote here. It is about savoring that experience and getting them to stay with it. That is your capacity if you are going to be emotionally aware, accountable, and choose self-regulation. A direct communicator is what I am, but I bring together, again, different disparate ideas that do not contradict themselves. If you're an independent, grown-up, emotionally speaking thinker, means you don't have implicit bias or cultural or political or societal. So the ego-sensitive people on Elsa's journey who are gathering with groups like Peter Pan's and Lost Boys and yelling at each other and making it look like my drama king and queen high school, because that's what it looks like. When I was a teenager, I just said, what are they all doing? Once I figured out not to be stupid with them, because I did have low self-esteem like anybody else does as that adolescent, okay? But I was presently aware of my differentiated three-year-old heart and in my securely attached body, and so I did not lose my innocence. Thank you, Jesus. I chose to forgive, love, and continue to stand in my heart body and value body, which is why I didn't need yoga, because my brain didn't have any type of one underdevelopment that comes with childhood developmental trauma. So my hippocampus was fine, my prefrontal cortex, my interconnected connectomes, which is for integration of the brain, and hippocampus, prefrontal cortex, interconnected connectome, and the corpus callosum. The corpus callosum connects the left and right mode of your brain. Okay, so people who do have childhood developmental trauma and trauma to the extent of something major that their body had attachment ruptures and wounds, because that's the nervous system of you that will have the emotional capacity to withstand things, or it will have a window of tolerance which will break, and then there's trauma charge and or I don't know if it's charges. I always forget that. No, the trauma charges are child parts. When there's rupture, it's an event that is impactful. So this is why I'm the pseudoscience lady, because I forget how to organize some of this stuff. And plus, again, I'm bringing together different information. But you can take your own courses. You can ask me all about mine. I have plenty of them that I'm still taking. In the meantime, we chit chat because I support you to be yourself, personal development, inner growth mindset, and because the voice here of the expanded infinite human conscious potential that you can have, and also for my mystics, there's a nice buttload of energies and your beautiful second wave. So I'm here for those who want to be grounded in their humanity and know that being generous of spirit and believing in numerology doesn't make us golden stars. So healthy boundaries, it's all about being able to be emotional grown-ups. That's what life partnerships are about. in sickness and in health, right? And richer or poorer, for better or for worse, until death does part, we can share that type of support as safe haven. That means I know how to self-regulate, like when I'm in my panic attacks, and a secure base means I know how I have interest, you have interest, we are going to go off into the world, which is going through its own transformative moment. And no, it's not safe physically for all of us, but we do our best to get together with entrepreneurs who are proactive, people who have purpose beyond their solo self. So the true spirituality, 5D mystic collective, and 5D all. Christ consciousness. He walked with the people, talked with the people. He was not welcomed in a way that equals, oh, sure, we trust your word, Jesus. No, in fact, Sadhguru makes a point. Only 12 people follow Jesus. But we got people that tell you yoga brings demons out of you, and they think they are more representative of the Jesus Christ Christianity just because they follow some textbooks that were written, by the way. Okay, so when you meet grown-ups, we know how to disengage from what is an illusionary land of, okay, you obviously don't know that you might have been fear-mongered as a child or something's going on because you can't connect the dots with sciences. You think sciences and technology takes your divinity away? Not really. That's not really how it works. We're species. We're evolving. Did you not study biology in high school, even if you didn't go to college? Did you not, you know, so when people want to use the word smart, I think, huh? Okay, so if you're talking to me about yoga and demons, I'm going to say you don't know what smart is, but I'm going to be polite enough not to tell you anything because also I don't want to waste my time, because really the minute that you even take your mouth and move with those words, I know, okay, they believe in what they're saying, because otherwise they'd be like, wait a minute, I might want to ask somebody, hey, I was wondering, that's curiosity, okay? So direct communicators, when we're emotionally aware, accountable, and self-regulating, we have really great conversations because we have like a bazillion things to tell each other. I have a great, lovely divine masculine in my life that I get to do that with, and they're emotionally aware and they're mentally aware and they are putting every single one of those day-to-day steps in gear so that they can be their restorative embodiment, whether they are aware of it or not. It's beautiful as I get to watch them smile more and more from the heart, and they just are beautiful in supporting a lot of people around them. I know that they know what it's like to be that person who's like, okay, I am doing emotional lifting. Why are all these other people not? And to also know how to leave it alone, because, you know, you get busy with the only 24 hours you have. Time is limited. Love is infinite. Time is limited. So we get to share it together. Okay, life partnerships. It's when you can tell each other to your face, hey, you're a piece of shit. You know that? No, you know, you're a piece of shit. The way that this happens is when people are not on Elsa's journey. Okay, so whenever I have met the so-called eggshell, oh yeah, they're not eggshells for an empowered woman, by the way. It's just like, wow, that's a sensitive ego. Okay, I'm so sorry. You know, I am the most impolite, evil bitch, evil witch you might ever meet. I please forgive me. And unfortunately, sometimes you can't exaggerate too much because then they're going to notice you're like, actually like, wow, that was really... Okay, so just saying, when we meet the ones who have not noticed that they're lost boys with Peter Pan's and Wendy's, those are the blamers, victims. They're the squirrels from Cusco land, okay? Just saying, those ego-sensitive people, we don't need to do anything with that. And they will not even notice, because really they're going to be like, ew, I think that's a bitch. They have the attachment, envy, jealousy, resentment, you name it, the stuff that comes out. No energy vampire, my lovely listeners, oh no. It's just women that get catty like mean girls. Yes, I said women because the divine feminine energy is what I'm talking about, right? Like right now, the masculine energy, so the men in this case, and again, with the theys, it can be either or, because theys, it's the non-binary, I think is how it's the word. I don't remember. But for the men, they become 16-year-old assholes with a 3-year-old. And I have all the compassion in the world, but yeah, I don't like those 16-year-old, 3-year-old broken hearts once they get older, because then they create groups and they get actually together and in a way that is really concerning. Like sometimes I'm like, whoa, I'm so happy I have men friends that I can trust, because if I go out, I'm going to make sure they're with me, because these men are harboring bitterness, resentment. They are representing an actual physical potential, you know, breakdown any moment now. So I want to make sure I have the physical protection, and then we have laws and da-da-da. But my point is, as a mystic, these energies I can perceive, but also because I'm a restorative embodiment. So somatic empath, restorative embodiment, good therapist will also be able to be around and notice the relational field and what I just described to you. They just don't do it the same way I do because they're not a mystic. Okay, so on that note, life partners, again, we will come together for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health, till death do us part. This is not only in marriage. If you are an actual human being who's emotionally aware, accountable, and self-regulating. This is why, thank you, Sadhguru, if you overflow with humanity, divinity has to descend. Now, the spiritual bypassers, the 4D mystics who are using their clairs and naming themselves as people they are not, yeah, and then saying we're on some spiritual warfare and that technology and sciences are taking divinity away from, yeah, that ain't it. Here's what I have for you. What happens sometimes, this is from my Crystal Oversoul cards, Attunements for Lightworkers, Michael Eastwood. Okay, in some cultures, thank you, Michael, and lifetimes, oh, there has been a tradition of neglecting the human body. Why? I did not notice. Hey, Jesus, did you notice? I did notice that they kept on saying, I'm anointed and I'm more special because I have clairs and I am more generous of spirit, Maria, and I feel deeper because, you know, I have clairs. So it means that I'm deeper than other human beings out there. So my twin flame and I, you know, I'm going to go through tragedy. And this is why they created that whole twin flame bullshit story. All the divine feminines out there, because they couldn't handle when things got what? Rough? No, it doesn't get rough. You get to chit chat and you can have splinters and repairs and you name it. It's called people being people. Do you not know how to be you? Empowered women don't go deflecting, criticizing, shaming, blaming, faulting, revenging. No, those are all emotionally insecure human beings who need good therapists. That's what a 5D mystic does. We surround them. They all get a good therapist. No, they get a buttload of energy for good therapy. And, you know, I'm sure they're like, no, we don't want it. No, I'm not. I'm kidding. Actually, no, we don't do that. The therapist is good enough because the therapist can say, hey, I have some good therapy for you. You want to come? And then we say, okay, that's their free will choice. Determined. Now they got options. Are they going to take the solution and get into their inner and outer well-being? Are they going to choose Pinocchio's journey with the ears and the tails on the island and then maybe turn into donkeys? We'll find out. Oh, I know the 7 to 14 charming thinks they got a good deal going on. Yeah, they don't even know that they don't know how to use their brain yet. I do, because I'm always noticing who's integrated and who's not. And that means that the integrated brains, they live longer. Yep, because our mammalian heritage, you know, it's too bad the ones who don't understand what rumination means and how to use their brain. Yeah, but they think they're smart, like teenagers, again, the 16-year-olds with the brokenhearted three. Yeah, the shame cycle is quite fascinating because they made it look cool in movies and there's a lot of people that entertain themselves with distractions. Let me go and fucking do drugs and drink and, you know, just keep on pretending that life's good or ignore this empty feeling. Oh, wait, I did learn about it takes that work. Oh, no, I want to create the sentence. We're all a little fucked up. It's okay. No. You're not fucked up. Nobody's fucked up. Nobody's broken. It's called the self of you, your inner world. There's an explanation. Is that boring? Oh, I'm so sorry. You don't want to learn about life in your body. Okay. So, as I was saying, some cultures and lifetimes and traditions, they neglect the human body like the inner child and say, hey, inner child means you, the human version. Then you can get to other names later. First, get home. In your body, intimate. The core is inside your body first, okay? So they decided to take spiritual and become more of that. This is why, for me, see, I always have loved one thing about my determined life. My body, thank you, Mother. Thank you, Jesus, has always been in the forefront because, see, I got to be raised with Christ. And Jesus Christ, I did know and hear him very well. Blessed are those who believe without seeing. Do not cast stones. Be humble. These are easy to understand when you have a self-empowered inner child, okay? So I didn't lose my innocence as I got to get older, and I do understand what unkindness is. Thank you, Patrick Tiahan. His biggest childhood regret, that his childhood made him unkind. And I know about teenagers and those three-year-old boys, as I said, and I didn't become a person who became a misogamist. Hate avoids or opposes marriage. I just noticed you cannot be a life partner if you don't know how to talk in my face. If you don't know how to be aware of your emotions, oh, accountable and self-regulate. So if you want to make up a pity party and to continue your rumination wheel, well, I get news for you. Empowered women don't waste their time like empowered men. Empowered men don't waste their time with women that won't be bringing them the same level of respect. It's called you're human and I'm a human and we're all imperfect and we all have thoughts and emotions. So nobody's going to be a ball in a chain or, again, a donkey with ears or not a donkey, a Pinocchio. And that's where, thank goodness, we're in 2024. So our IHP community is about compassion, but it's about knowing that we can speak up and say life partnerships is not a whining story. So when I see breakup coaches, when I see those relationship coaches, when I see any of the, what are they, attachment styles, and I've been just watching, I'm just like, okay, I know there are empowered human beings out there that are willing and wanting and doing, because I have them in my life, okay? I have them, men and women, all genders. I don't know theys personally, but I better bet, because it's a small world. It's a small world. After all, I bet you, all of my lovely listeners, that there are those like us who want to take and build a snowman. And we are doing personal development here because trauma, it's relational. Intimacy is the core. So it begins with you, but you need emotionally aware, accountable, self-regulating, mature human beings, not Peter Pan's, Wendy's, Lost Boys, and any of the people on Elsa's journey, the Elsa journey women out there that are mystics or men for that matter. They are the ones that in my book, I'm here so that I can say it's amazing to be able and do past life regressions. It's amazing to be able and do Akashic record readings. It's amazing to provide and support Reiki with Reiki, the universal love energy. I know that all of the areas, all of these tools, tarot, oracle, are beautiful and serve a purpose for those who are going to move into 5D. It's different because you're not actually living it like a magic wand. It's not magic. One, science is magic that works, but miracles, it's not magic. And so life, it's a lot of different colors of the rainbow. And I do know about 3D plane and 4D plane. And I have always, me, Maria, your host, a challenging time with limited consciousness. Because every single human being, all of the 8 billion growing, I know they have a human being brain. Which means that I can explain it to you like a 5-year-old. My inner child heart knows I can explain to you how your integrated brain works. Like a 5-year-old. But I know that you can have two ways you're going to do when I explain once I'm done. There's only two. It's unfortunate. It doesn't have to be two, but there's two. Because that's the thing. You're going to say yes to your adaptive child bullshit story and keep being a Pinocchio with ears and a tail. Or you're going to say, you know what? I like what I hear here. This empowers me. No, I want to go down the path of let me work with this. Let me become emotionally aware, accountable, and self-regulating versus a little teenager asshole who's trending with yoga mantles and all that other bullshit. Every time I see Venus of Goddess, I'm like, what the hell? How many people out there are lost boys and lost girls? And then I remember my high school years and nobody wanting to learn. And I remember us getting a test where it told us not to take the test. And all these kids failed the test. Except for a couple of us. And then I remember college. And now I'm in my early 20s. And I'm like, I know I ain't no genius. Because I take a lot of time to learn things. And then I forget it. It's very hard for me to learn. Memorize. And then regurgitate. And I get the gist of things. And then I can, you know, go about my business. But I won't remember the details. Which is not effective when you're needing the details in order to make the case. But I'm not making a case. Because see, my brain's not caring about the data points that way. Okay, so my point is, in school, in college, I'm seeing and noticing the same behavior from high school. And I'm thinking, what the fuck? How are these people here? Then again, I'm in mediocre colleges. I'm not in the Ivy League schools. And then I hear about Ivy League schools and what they got going on. And then I hear about educators and scientists. People want to say that we, polyamory community, overestimate people's usage of the brain. Fuck that shit. I don't overestimate anybody's usage of their brain. I think you just either don't know the information, and that's what I'm going to go with, because you hear about a bunch of sales pitches that shine in your face, a little bit of Tinkerbell energy and magic, and you're a teenager who likes your ego to be stroked and be like, oh, look, I'm so pretty. Oh, look, I'm a special star. And so for the mystic community, it's very easy. And anytime I've told any of my 4D mystics, oh, yeah, you should see the women, when you're like, yeah, we're all special. No, but you know, some of us more. Yes, but no. And then there's times where you just need to shut the mouth, because at that point, you're like, okay, I ain't no martyr or superior, and ain't no blamer. I ain't no codependent, and I'm not going to try to impose therapy upon you or educational helpful information, because you're refusing adaptive child, and you're going to become maladaptive, which means you're going to get all pissy in your pants. And then you're going to project some shit at me, and I'm going to have to listen to whine, because now you're going to whine about me not taking your side, which is the number 4 of trauma healing. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you not notice your inner child came up, and you can reassure yourself, and you and I are having simply what's called a let's agree to disagree, which is, well, you're a shit. No, you're a shit. And basically, no, it's none of that. It's more of, wow, we have different ways of thinking about things, because that's what happens when you have an emotionally aware, accountable, and self-regulating man, woman, they, might, they be. That's a direct communicator, and that's the life partnership. That's a human being who will be able to take up their shit and say, yeah, you know what? I was whining a little bit about it. Now I'm better. And that's what I love about the empowered 5D community. So we're going to keep talking, but nobody here is going to be calling anybody, oh, you used the wrong word over there. At most, we're going to be like, okay, hey, wait a minute. We need to double check what's going as politically correct in the forums that we want to go debate in. And as for YouTube, and, you know, for example, we might not be able to have TikTok, by the way, my lovely listeners. I hope not. You know, this is where there's other arenas that are so just out of whack for me, but I'm not interested. I chose my arena, inspiring human potential. I'm here for you all to support you to become empowered to be yourself. It's really fun to be a 3-year-old and have the brain that works, because we chose mental, emotion, physical mastery. It's being a human being. You are a flow with humanity and divinity descent. See, I made up a new word. Okay, when your body is your friend, that's because your mind is your friend. And that's what you're doing as you move into the inner growth mindset. Mindset is everything, because it translates the trauma charges that come up. So if you have implicit memory, explicit memory, and remember, the memory, you have both, and they're separated into 4 types of memory. And I was just being reminded of procedural memory. So I don't remember all of the names of the types of memory, but there's 2. If I remember correctly, for procedural, what I was watching was Peter Levine, as he worked with a PTSD from a war, somebody who got a bomb near their head or something like that. So their hand and their brain was doing some movements, and they gave this man a bunch of medication, which he doesn't need, because his body's reliving in a repeat cycle this procedural memory. So he was explaining that, but then I paused the video to go watch it later. And this is why I'm the pseudoscience lady, by the way, because I don't know all of that stuff by heart. I know basics from trauma, from my courses. I'm still finishing up interpersonal neurobiology, but even that, I'm going to revisit them again and again, and I will most likely not remember always all of anything, because there's just so many different ways to talk about the psych education. But what's important is that I give you the gist of it. If you want courses, let me know. I'll send you to where I got mine. And so as we move forward, life partnerships, when you do know healthy self-worth, you understand the in sickness and in health, and you understand the part about poor, richer, and better, worse, and that it doesn't have to be a partner that you are romantically involved in or with. Life partnerships are all of our secure connections and our secure attachment relationships, which is why we don't have with our twin flame or flames or soulmates any type of saga or drama. The people who are drama kings and queens, they're on Elsa's journey, and they think of themselves as special and anointed, and that's their journey. And so for us, we use our left and right mode, and we learn how to talk in each other's face and to learn how to respond and not react, and how to consistently track if we are working with each other by actually saying we want to be a part of each other's lives, right? So I want to be a consistent part of your life. I want to know that I can make a difference. Do you want me to be a part of your life? Things like that. Okay, and so when there's splinters or ruptures, grown-ups revisit. So emotionally aware people are grown-ups. You can be a teenager and be emotionally aware. That's because by the age of 16, that's when your last charge state, okay? So the basic charged states, we all have that, those, and there's the 0-1 attached panicky, 3-7 shame submissive, and then the flight 11-12, fight 14-15-16, and freeze of all ages. And the part of where we have implicit, that's up till the age of 3, explicit begins by the age of 3 or 4. Also, your right mode of the brain is the only part of the brain online in the first year of life. Then that second year of life is when the verbal and the left mode of your brain begins to get online, and you're going to be given words. Okay, so that's why trauma and the inner child and abuse and neglect, so emotional abuse as well as physical abuse, emotional neglect, these all are very important to note. They don't disappear. You work with a good therapist and you work on a journey and you work with yourself, and then it's with people though, because trauma can only be healed, one, with that self-awareness and the self-reflection and the desire to continue living life. And none of us can actually pass on that desire. And so none of us can say to somebody, hey, didn't you know that the most precious thing is life itself? And are you going to realize it now or only on your deathbed? Sadhguru, you know why you can't say that? Because they're like, well, you know, even if I die, who gives a shit? I don't want to live. This is how people will answer you when they're all bloomy, goomy, and like you're not fucking them or whatever, because that's what people as a young adult, they're like, oh, you're not the boy, the girl, the whatever that I want to marry, and so I'm all alone. And it's like, for one person, you're going, you did, that's it, you're done with life. Life has no more meaning. And then, you know, they bring to you, well, Maria, really, does it have meaning? I mean, I know you're a mystic, but then again, does it really matter? And you're like, well, let me think about those drivers. That's right. We have drivers that motivate us. The self-agency, bonding, and certainty. Oh, I remember those. That's right. So besides your attachment category, you got that stuff too. Okay, so life partnerships, again, till death does part. Let me see, how can I directly communicate to you? Are you wanting to do emotional lifting, or are you wanting to be a cowardice person who complains about what is probably childhood trauma and doesn't go to good therapy and doesn't know about Patrick Tian or all the childhood trauma people who are going to therapy and they don't do, I'm not going anymore because, you know, they told me I'm doing a really great job, so I don't want to journal and I don't want to do meditation. I don't want to do any of that because why would I? Okay, so when people that are teenagers, they do that, and I see them creating their little group. There's some another Peter Pan with Lost Boys, some Wendy. No Wendy this time. No Tinkerbell. They just said, I don't want to do it because we're all fucked up, aren't we? So they got some cliche sentence from some asshole movie, and like a teenager, it's like, okay, you know, how many years does it take before you get out of the adaptive child maladaptive? Oh, that's right. The 16-year-old of you is leading the way, so everything's unfair, and you know everything, though, and so you're going to not even notice that. So that's why the two paths, as I said. Direct communicators, you got two choices. Yep, no meaning in life except for the meaning you give it. Now you get to decide. What do you want to do? Do you want to fill that heart with love and walk that journey out of hell or not? Okay, so that's the deal with trauma. They either do have the motivation to get out of dysfunction, or they are going to, like Sadhguru, one of his quotes or one of his stories was along the lines of, life's going to keep trying to get you to live, but you might be crawling by the time you're done. And I understand the figure of speech, but I also see it in day-to-day life, and it actually makes me sad because these people, they think they're smart. And then again, I'm like, how do you even use that word? You're not stable, you're not mature, you're not adaptive, you're not rational or teachable. You're actually obtuse, and not in a way of, this is who I am as a three-year-old. Oh, I do obtuse all the time. People know it. That's why I'm stubborn, I'm bossy, nobody can tell me. I'm unflappable. This is a securely attached, differentiated three-year-old. It's okay, I'm listening to you, but no, you're not changing my mind at all. I mean, really, I didn't ask you to have a change of mind or heart. I'm just having what is an enlightening conversation because I'm confident. That's what confidence means. I have no self-doubt. This is why people confuse it with cockiness. I have no triggers unless I'm emotionally invested, being emotionally aware. And why are we emotionally invested? And there's yourself again. And there's our oneness. Okay, so here's the deal. When we are intimate with ourselves, for one, it's beautiful. Any one of you who has consistently tuned in, you know what this is. So you've reclaimed your inner child or you've never been disrupted from it. Okay, number one. Life is not a race. And please, listeners, keep coming back. We have our paid subscriber-based model content. It's like an opinionated columnist. That's what I'm calling it. Podcast episodes, Ask Maria. Dear Abby, but it's Dear Maria. You send me an email. I haven't decided on time frame yet, but that is the way you send me an email. You can find my email anywhere and really you can reach out on so many platforms. But make sure you put in the subject letter, Ask Maria, opinionated, something that I can know you're asking for an episode because I have so many presences everywhere that I might not spot it unless it has the right title. And the other part that I was going to say, paid subscriber on our audio. Once we get YouTube, I'm going to be happy to use that as our number one membership. So you can join there. And I feel that that will be a nicer platform because I can look at you instead of only, you listening to me. But some of you might prefer audio. So okay, FYI, follow YouTube and really TikTok. I hope it stays around. I really like TikTok, but for now, stuff's going on. So as I was trying to get to, you will have either maintained your inner child or you will have reparented or you have enough of the capacity to use your actual self-awareness. And here's where, again, life partnerships, it's with people that want to be in our lives. But it's also us being able to try to talk. And it's not always easy when you're emotionally invested because that means that things come up. Okay, so things come up when the situation is very sensitive. And trauma is very sensitive. And splinters and ruptures are very sensitive. Okay, so 44 years of age, I have plenty of life partnerships in my life. The individuals who are emotionally aware, accountable, and self-regulating are a handful. As for the rest, they are winging it as we speak, and they do not care much about learning the depth of what I share with you all up on our episodes, okay? Usually it's the teenager attitude, like the dude who interrupted me. Excuse me, you're confusing. Spirituality and sciences. Yes, you are. No, actually, I'm bringing them together. No, you see, look at my tattoos. I know I'm a mystic and a science person. Okay, three-year-old, you know what? No, I didn't tell him that. He's very cute, very nice, and really, I'm not sensitive. And I'm now curious because that's what happens. A three-year-old's like, okay, I'm not actually curious about the person's perspective. Immediately, by the third time, I'm so used to the three because three is the number. Three is, okay, now I got it. You don't hear me. It's cool. I don't need to keep trying. That adaptive child, that Pinocchio is right on board with everything. But now I want to hear, what do you got to say, Pinocchio? And yes, it is a Pinocchio because they just interrupted me. So Pinocchio has ears and tails, doesn't recognize that his distractive mannerisms, inner critic, outer critic, are all his rumination, his not well-being, his childhood trauma, and attachment wounds. It doesn't have to be, again, emotional neglect or abuse, the trauma. It's, I have a shame cycle because I feel defective inside. You can have many different ways that ruptures take place. So we're not getting into the in-depths of all of this. But the part that is most important is I got curious, like I do consistently. It doesn't matter if I'm with a man who gets very unnecessarily in his butt upset at me, which we've talked about that story, or if it's somebody who's funny to me and so I'm getting curious and just, interacting, or if it's emotionally very invested. Now, the one that is personal, this one I want to talk more about because those are the ones that give us the opportunity of what is a new challenge. Okay, let me go find Sadhguru. New challenging situations, they're possibilities, not problems. Okay, so what does it look like when a healthy self-worth person has a dysfunctional, dysregulated human being? That means a person who doesn't know how to regulate their self emotionally, to have self-regulation, awareness, accountability. Okay, so they're bringing their adaptive child, their unhealed parts, they're projecting it or just sharing maladaptive child behavior with me. So they're making it about the self, bridled expression. They know everything like the teenager does, like that dude does, you know, okay? They're acting with the charges and the trauma stuff, okay? And they're not going to get worked on and understanding the updated restorative embodiment, attachment, trauma information. So when I see people working with these therapists, at this point, we have enough of them that are consistently talking about the psych education, and we have enough people who care about their life, inner well-being, to know, okay, I know this is working, because those people feel better with good therapists. EMDR, child parts work, somatics. So they are knowing. They're not spiritual bypassers. You don't see them saying, go to some shaman. No. And you don't see them saying, go to a tarot reader. You're going to see them saying, hey, did you reparent your inner child yet? You're going to see them not doing the, oh, I want to be part of the group that talks about the narcissist. Oh, you know what? I think I'm dating a covert narcissist. Oh, let me go look up. Why am I attracting all the narcissists, the energy vampires, people who look up trending topics? There's a reason I choose not to use the sentences that I've seen out there, but I spot them so that we can talk about these very important conversations and how to disengage from that. Plus, I know that there's people out there that are emotionally aware, accountable, and self-regulating, and you don't dehumanize people. So you will see something like that. You're like, really? Really? So, oh, all of you little stars attract the energy vampire dark auras. Really? You think that? You think you're a special star, don't you? We're all stars. Didn't you know that? Okay, so it's easy to spot the people on Elsa's journey because they think that they're anointed and special. And a person who is an inner child, meaning a human, we overflow with it, means we all feel deeply. But we also won't, by the way, protect and justify and go around having people, but you should appreciate this human being who's a martyr blamer. And then you should appreciate, no, I don't need to appreciate anyone who's acting like a buffoon with me, who's being a rude, maladaptive, attachment, jealous, envious person, spiteful. Okay, so we also don't take sides like that. And this is there's projecting and the ones who want you to take their side. And then there's others who say you should be compassionate to these people. And in any way, shape, or form, you meet a grown-up who's a three-year-old, it's like, yeah, I'm going to shut my left mode right now, like I'm doing. I'm not going to breathe. I hold my breath so I can hold my nervous system stopping for a minute. Come on in, Shiva. Take care, Kali. Come on in, Krishna Lila. Come on in, curiosity. Engage, my lovely. Differentiation and linking right now. Not Sadhguru, Daniel Siegel. And there you go. Integration, practice, check. And we've done it. How easy was that? Very easy. Thank you, Jesus. You're the one for why I'm here. He made it clear, Maria. Be humble. Remember, don't cast no stone. You ain't perfect. Forgive them. And it wasn't about shaming in a way of submit yourself to other people. It was your person, their person. Don't be nasty. But I got lucky. I have a twin. So I know what it means to share a floor and not use my hands because my mother taught me and her not to. See, this is the part about, thank you, Terry Real. You hold yourself and your partners the way you were held. And so here's a difference between my twin and I. Every now and then she's like, if only I could punch you. I can't though because mom is going to punish me. I was like, yep, you can't do it. I was that annoying teenager. To this day, I'm now a grown up. Don't you dare touch me. I won't do that. I will go tell on my mommy. I will just go and tell her and then I'll go and do whatever else. And you better bet that my mommy is still my mommy. So I'm just saying, it's a three-year-old all over here. That's how every child is going to be, except for the ones who recognize my mother or father or, you know, the whole thing. Not really. They're not the safe space for me. Okay. And I am sad, but that's why we're there for the people who don't have their own home was not safe haven, secure base. Okay. So some people, they don't have that and they need life partners that are all types of life partners, which is why it makes me very sad when I understand that to this day, people, human beings that I've met that are my age, it's only if it's a romantic partner that it makes a difference in their life. So the famous neuroscience saying the lady gave us, not famous, but the part about how attention is one of the biggest forms of love. It's only going to be love if the person appreciates it. If they are only appreciating love in the idea of it being the human being you go to sleep with, you know, and then you have in the same roof, well, there you go. They're limiting the way that they can be supported. And then if they don't go to therapy, again, they're limiting that too. And then we can keep talking about this all day long, but in the meantime, we won't. We're just going to talk about how if you're emotionally aware, accountable, and self-regulating, and you are in tune with overflowing with humanity, divinity descends, you know it's not the monotheistic God, it's essence of life and love and energy. So you're able to move into beyond belief systems and see spirituality and sciences. They do come together because that's what's happening. Neuroscience explains a lot of things, so does neurobiology. It's not like, I don't even know why people don't understand how we learn new things with technology, meaning that they're left mode. How do they not capacitate the fact that we build new information? It's ridiculous. And so, woo-woo, sure, whatever. I mean, I just know that I'm not stuck in some idea that the ancients had all the answers. No, they didn't have all the fucking answers. Otherwise, we wouldn't have ancients who keep saying demonic spirits come out of the bodies of people, or that yoga makes demons come out of your body, or that Reiki is a negative energy. We would not have that. So the ancients did not know everything, and the ancients had knowledge of things that today science explains. So this is the difference. Also, clairs are not magical powers. And the relationship with the sphere of Akash is a complete, complete, beautiful, beautiful opportunity for my 5D mystics. Because we each are a vessel, and when you do tap into the sphere as a Reiki practitioner, I am very happy to be able to offer Reiki and again tarot, Akashic records for those who are on personal development with the IHP content, and then to my loved ones that I know come to me, and it is not something that is disrespected. It's something that is taken very seriously, but also with the human element. And so recognizing the word trauma charges, inner child, recognizing the element of being a human, and also that every person has chosen the path to their enlightenment. And so it's a very not complex, multidimensional journey. And to speak directly to person means you're a human being. The first thing is you got an inner child. If you did not reclaim your inner child, you're living a dysregulated, dysfunctional life as an adaptive child. Maladaptive now, you got some mood swings that are unnecessary. Get to take care of it. And that's number one. So let's work with your embodied brain so that you can become a mentally healthy human being for you and others, of course, but for you inside your body. And that's what you do. You reparent, and work with that window, and you work with people, and you work with yourself, though. And until you capacitate to have that stability, which you'll know because you will own your life emotionally, mentally, and physically. And that's not the only thing that has to take place, but that's the important piece. Number one, human stuff, right? Then, okay, we have the spiritual and the spirituality. So now we have the other component. For the spirituality, you still have a journey as a soul of your own, as a piece of energy of your own, okay? And that's the part that, for example, for me, intuitively, I know that with individuals, when you give them an Akashic record reading, they can know what's happening, that they're leveling up, that there's some form of thought process and or emotional process or both that's happening, that they can modify, letting go of a job that they thought was their perfect job, but that won't be, okay? Things like that. So that's through Akashic record readings or tarot as well. So giving people that information, but then also the part about spiritual. So the in-between, right? A shamanic ritual, the Reiki, and this is where I'm mixing it up like this, but it doesn't have to be in any way, shape, or form like this. It's just the way that I'm going to organize it. So holistic life coach, you know, meditation coach, all these beautiful aspects and exercises and things you can do. And that's number three. And then the miracles that people want, sometimes they happen, sometimes they don't. I know intuitively as a 5D mystic that it is going to depend on that person's path. I don't need to know it. It's none of my business. If I wanted to dig into it, but that's, again, none of my business, and it's not the way it works when you're an actual person who's guiding by supporting. We're not saving anyone. This is the part, a guide, a support, a mentor, a human being, a person who's there with you. This is love. I lift you up higher. And when you're down, I lift you up from the ground and I keep on lifting you. I keep on loving you. I keep on showing you the way. But if you want to stay on the floor and then you will drag me, quote, you don't drag me down. I'm just going to notice that I'm going to keep flying. And at a certain point, I'm going to lose you because you're not, you don't want to come up. You don't want to allow yourself to be in what is the frequency, wait a minute, of emergence. You read it. I'm moving if you hear noises, and then I'm going to let you all go. The frequency of emergence, it invites us to approach our reality with a childlike attitude of innocence and wonderment, and to watch and celebrate the beauty that unfolds from that place. Your inner child is that. Krishna Lila is that. It's your mammalian heritage. Your independence is you using the capacity to be an integrated brain. And that happens when your inner child is yours and you have enough of that space when you are getting a charge that comes up. And so it can be a sensation, image, affect again, right? And then you give it meaning and behavior, or you know already of the meaning and you don't do the behavior. So you witness, you have the corrective experience because you're seeing it. And you're deciding not to be reactive, right? And you're welcoming it, the energy, the emotion, whatever's coming up, the maladaptive, again, child behavior. And then you also allow yourself to speak with another person who's with you, and that's that intimacy that you can build. So if you're doing it with a good therapist, that's the therapist. If you're having a life partner that supports you, whether it's romantic or not, you know, this is the beauty of building 5D relationships and being there as potches for each other. And not using names and words. And for my solo polyamory community, this is one of the reasons why we do relationship anarchy and non-hierarchical. And it's because we consistently, for those who are like I, open-hearted, nobody takes love away from us. That's our inner child. It's your secure attachment. And so for us, a life partner doesn't bring to us their unfinished business. You can't lift me up while I'm down if you have unfinished business. You're not lifting shit. Okay, just saying, you're giving me a shirt. You don't got one. You don't know how to love yourself first. If you did, you wouldn't be miserable about life. You wouldn't have to be forced to wake up in the morning. We each give meaning to life. Secondary consciousness, it's the human condition. It's not a dilemma for people who are emotionally aware, accountable, and self-regulating. Some people say this is hard, and that's where I say, yep, good therapy can help you work that prefrontal cortex. At a certain point, it'll be personal development, and we know what that does. I don't want to do it. I did therapy. Now I don't want to do any more of it. Why does it have to be so hard? Or Zen masters, you can't be enlightened. You have laundry. Wow, you don't have a window of welcome for your emotions yet. I'm surprised, Zen master. Where's your secondary consciousness? Did you not know how to go from dilemma to condition, to exercise, to have fun and build a snowman? Are you somehow obtuse? No, you know, your thought is obtuse. It's because you're not actually taking that heart when you're pouty and saying, wow, today's another day. What do I have? I have a challenge. What's my challenge? It's not really a challenge. It's a situation called life. I get to deal with the unknowns, uncertainties, and unexpecteds from within me while going with the flow. Whose flow? My flow, inner growth mindset, being you. It's all about an inner child. You choose. Do I want to do wow? Today is amazing just because I can do that with my left mode and my right mode together. Or do I want to do, I don't want to do it. I want to do, no, it's not wow. Every time you do that, you don't do like, you know, weightlifting. So it's really explanatory why some people have a hard time thinking and they think mindset is shit. And they go to websites that teach you how to handle panic attacks and they're like, I don't want to do it. You're just telling me to stay comfortable in the uncomfortable. So sorry you don't understand window of tolerance and muscle work, and you know, I don't know what you want me to say. I think that a five-year-old can understand it, and you're just pouting about it because you don't want to do the emotional self-regulation. I mean, I get it. I have panic attacks too. I didn't like any of it. I'm like, that's the worst part of the spirituality awakening and all that stuff. Yep, that's because I moved through all of my light worker energy bodies and then got to the rainbow body, and then I got more expanded energy body. And I remember every year that went by. And also, oh yeah, by the way, woo-woo again. Mystics that whine about their family not accepting them. I didn't whine, but that's because I'm a stubborn three-year-old. Yep, I got lucky. I didn't get feared. I was allowed to be every little bit of quirkiness. So when I get my three-year-old, that's the only people who hear my three-year-old tone, my mother, my twin. And yeah, it's a collie tone. It's not a fun tone. That's why I began working on it when I was 16. I was like, it's not a match to how much I love my family. And I didn't know anything about trauma charges like I do now. But I did know, because I watched one of those lovely episodes on how you can create a new habit. And that's when I also saw the poor child who was on the floor being ignored by the drug addict parents. And in this video, it shared how people lose their emotional body, the connection. And I got that reconfirmed in my trauma attachment courses. And that's when I remember saying, wow. And as I went forward, hey, God, there's no evil. There's human suffering. I learned all about it with psychology. I didn't know neuroscience, mental health, and the way that I do it now. Oh, I still knew that basic. And that basic video shared with me what you do, Maria. And they didn't call my name out, but you will say, okay, how am I going to replace my reactivity? Okay, and I began with doing three things. I said, I'll try pausing, although that's going to be really hard, but I'll try pausing. Then I don't remember the other two. I'll try this and that, and none of them worked. But I was like, okay, fine. These didn't work. I'm going to try something else next time. So I kept on trying until I succeeded, and I'm still working on it. Now I try to figure out when the words, what words are triggering what. So I think I pinpointed that one last year, so I'm doing pretty good. And that doesn't mean that I don't have discussions. No, we have heated discussions. It's the Neapolitan Italian family. You hear us yelling all the time. We're not yelling though, we're passionate. Okay, so when you get to be yourself with people, that's what life partnership is. It's all about unconditional love. Again, romance, not romance. It's still Pachas with Cuscos and all people who want to be here as lovely people. Let's be kind and compassionate. We'll be back with more. Have a great day.